Hello, you're listening to Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Jen Cooper. In this edition, we're featuring a conversation about the film Terror, a selection for this year's True False Film Festival. The film dives into the world of FBI confidential informants and counterterrorism efforts. KBIA's Austin Federa spoke with Lyric R. Cabral and David Felix Sutcliffe, co-directors of the film Terror.
When I was 19, I was a student studying journalism and photography, and I was living in a small brownstone in Harlem, and I had a very interesting neighbor. I lived on the third floor. He lived on the ground floor of the apartment, and when I would pass by, I would just always hear music like James Brown, Gil Scott-Heron, very politically charged music, but sort of from a particular era, and I would always smell like marijuana wafting from under the door, and I was very curious as to who may live inside. And so through a series of events, I just happened to meet him. He told me that he was a former member of the Harlem chapter of the Black Panther Party. And so we started talking about his history, and those conversations sort of turned into 4 years worth of conversations. And during that time, you know, people would come in and out of his apartment. One of those people was Tariq Shah. And so one day, I believe it was a Thursday, I went to school. And when I came home and when I looked into the apartment, all of his things were sort of gone. There was no furniture. There was no indication that anyone lived there. And so when I was sort of staring into the empty apartment, wondering what happened, I got a call from him. And he sounded like incredibly frantic, almost as if his life was in danger, was the tone that he had. And he said, Lyric, if anyone comes looking for me or ask you any questions about me, don't give them any information. Give me their information. And I simply said, why? And he said, well, you know, I'm no longer in New York and you have to come to South Carolina. And when I went to South Carolina, he confessed to me that that apartment in Harlem was in fact a safe house. The FBI was paying the rent. He told me that that apartment during the time that we had been speaking in it was wired with audio and video surveillance. He also told me that the point of that apartment was sort of to catch Tariq Shah, who was at that time, he told me, currently in jail on terrorism associations.
And while we were both teaching at that program, one of our students, a young 16-year-old Muslim girl named Adama Ba, was arrested by the FBI and accused of being a potential suicide bomber. I started to see this pattern where the FBI was sending informants into communities, identifying young Muslim men and trying to encourage them to participate in terrorist activities. Rather than uncovering sleeper cells, they were in fact creating those sleeper cells. And I went to a number of these trials, and one of the themes that kept on coming up at these trials was an idea of brotherhood and friendship, and like intense friendship between the targets and the informants. And I thought it'd be a fascinating story to kind of explore that betrayal and those ideas of this relationship.
What's interesting is hearing you guys talk about this, the editorial decisions that went into sort of, you know, not looking at this as a systemic issue. I mean, you touch on it, but really focusing on showing us without much editorial comment other than the title of the film, how this whole process is actually taking place.
Both David and I are driven by character-driven stories, you know, stories that where the filmmaker doesn't impose his or her perspective on the material, films that really encourage the audience to question his, you know, the audience to question their own perceptions about what is going on. You know, his story and the story of the target are really indicative of the larger system. Like, we didn't want experts, you know, sort of contextualizing the film in quotes and sort of analyzing the system that way. We thought, as filmmakers and storytellers, you know, the heart of the story are really these two characters and the main informant. And through his insular story, I think it does reveal a larger critique of the system.
That's Off the Clock this week. Thanks for listening.